Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for listening in, guys. Today's our pop culture day. We're just going to talk all things pop culture, from movies, TV, books, anything that's on the radio, radar, music, whatever's on your mind. You guys, we'll open up the phones to you. We'll open up Twitter. It's just going to be sort of a relaxed, conversational podcast in relation to pop culture. Tonight, we actually have our three co-hosts and then Jason, who's with us, our producer. Tonight, we have Shelley, LaTanya, and Angelique. All three of them are contributors on the Black Girl Nerds blog. And tune in towards the end of the show. They'll go ahead and give you their respective blog sites that they utilize outside of the Black Girl Nerds blog and social networks where you can contact them. But for now, we'll do just brief introductions before we get started on our podcast, starting with LaTanya, who you're probably familiar with from our first podcast talking about blurbs, and then Shelley, Angelique, and then Jason last. Ladies?
Hello, I'm LaTanya. I am from Connecticut. I'm about an hour outside of New York City, and I enjoy reading and the color pink.
Hi, this is Shelley Ellis. I am a DC girl, and I'm an author, a magazine editor, and a mommy-to-be, 8 months pregnant, could pop at any moment.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Angelique. I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, currently in Washington, D.C. Independent consulting during politics, but definitely a nerd at heart. My favorite show is Doctor Who, and I love reading sci-fi.
All right, and this is Jason from Wilmington, North Carolina. Big sports fan, and I am the producer of the show. So let's have some fun out here tonight.
Nice. All right, guys. So for those of you that want to participate in the discussion tonight, you can give us a call. The number is 347-237-4616. Again, it's 347-237-4616. And if you want to jump in on Twitter, use the hashtag BGNPodcast. All right, so last night, big night for Walking Dead fans. You know I'm going to bring this up because I'm obsessed with the show. what do you guys think about yesterday's episode?
I want to go first. I could go first. I actually watched it, the end of it, today, and I liked it, but I didn't like it at the same time. I thought that the whole Andrea Governor like battle was a little drawn out. Like, I feel like that should have been like not as long as what it was, honestly. But that's just my opinion. I don't really need her running around an abandoned building for like 20 minutes. Like, like there are some good moments in it, but I feel like those moments should have been it. And then there should have been more dialogue, because I think there's only like 2 episodes left, right? Like for the season.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like there's going to be a lot of stuff that you won't know until next season. And it takes like a year for the new season to happen. So I don't know. I feel like it was like a filler more than anything. I mean, it was good, but it was just like, okay, that happened. That could have been summed up a little quickly, and there could be more answers to a lot of things, or I guess more story development. But it wasn't. But I enjoyed it. It was all right. We got the job done, I guess.
Anybody else? Any other thoughts on last night's episode, where they're going with the story?
I thought it was okay. Like Mighty just said, I think the whole running through that, the building was unnecessary. And it just gets me that any other normal person on that show has 1,500 zombies on them, they die.
Yeah.
The governor, he had no bullets left, and he's in there fucking the head of the zombies with the gun. He gets away. I'm like, really? You know, if it was inept guard number two, he would have been dead just like that. But because of the governor, he lives. And I knew he was going to live through that. And then the whole thing with Andrea when she went and was looking and everything, and I'm like, okay, just plug the guy. You had to clear
him
out. Plug him
in. Yeah.
Like, really. Like, and I understand that they need to draw it out and, you know, and play out the story and everything, but if this was real life, that guy would have been gone. When Rick was talking to him in the shack, he would have got plugged right then and there in
yeah.
the story. You know, that's it, but...
Yeah.
It's just that, and then the whole thing where when she went and got away, why she didn't get in the governor's truck and just drive off instead of her walking, you know, through the jungle at night to get to the base of the prison for him to find her.
Like, because she's Andrea and she's dumb.
She is pretty dumb. I don't want to be the first one to say it, but yeah, she is pretty dumb.
I mean, that's why the zombies didn't really go after her brains, because she doesn't have any brains. And I just don't want the show to be Andrea versus the governor. I really don't want it to be that contention between those two characters. If anybody's going to bring down the governor, let it be Maggie. Like, I want her to be the one to bring down the governor. I don't want it to be Andrea.
Me too. I'm the same boat.
I don't care. It could be anybody. I don't care. You need to just get rid of the guy. And then the little sidekick for the governor, I just see him getting plugged, you know, in the next show or something.
Oh, no. I like him.
Yeah, you know. He's the only guy that kind of brought some sand. I'm like, okay, you know, you think he's a good guy and everything, but... You know, you see everything hitting the fan. Just go ahead and walk. You know, just go ahead and leave. But,
yeah. Yeah.
It burns me just looking at each episode how it's just drawn out. And it's just like, really, come on now. Just
yeah.
Let's see what the next stage of the show is going to be.
But
I'm done venting. I'll let y'all go.
It'll be really interesting to see how the show pans out. And for those of you that are listening, just to let you know, April 1st, we are doing a two-hour podcast just devoted to The Walking Dead. So if you are a hardcore fan, definitely listen in on that podcast. We also have some special guests that will be co-hosting with us that day, too. So stay tuned for that. This week, Thursday... Big day for us everywhere. Scandal's coming back. Yay.
This is all you, because I don't know anything about Scandal.
Yeah, Angelique and I are the only two that watch it that's hosting. So
I tried.
Scandal is like one of those things you have to watch from the beginning and really like get to know the nuances of it. I'm telling you, like, It's an amazing show. We have to get you to try again.
Okay, I'll let you guys you go talk about Scandal. I'll absorb. I'll absorb while you're doing it.
I don't know, man. What are you expecting for Thursday? Because I'm a little upset that we keep getting these dead weeks where there's no next step coming.
Yeah. I really hope that the next episode will focus more on Olivia and then this guy that's spying on her. Gosh, I forgot his name already. It's been like 3 weeks and I'm forgetting the character's name.
Did anyone ever watch Felicity? Did you ever watch Felicity at all? Am I aging myself right now?
Oh, totally. Yeah, no.
So all I can think about, I don't know what his real name is. It's like Captain
Scott
Jack or something.
Like
all I can think of is Noel from Felicity.
Yeah, I know his real name, Scott Foley, but I don't remember his character's name. That's so horrible. But I'm looking forward to seeing that storyline and how, you know, is he going to fall in love with Olivia while he's spying on her, or does he have an ulterior motive that's going on? So it should be interesting to see how that pans out.
I don't know. I think he's already fallen in love with her. I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there that he has already. I think he's already kind of got a taste of how amazing Olivia Pope is, clearly. But I'm actually more curious to see what's going to happen, because they've kind of left the storyline alone with the president and his wife. And I'm kind of curious what's going to happen with the chief of staff and where they're going to be going with this whole plot to kill the president slash now the president knows that he's not supposed to be president.
Right.
And Sean Pagan is kind of leaving alone for a second, but I have a feeling this is not the last we have seen of Huck putting a gun to anyone's head.
No, not at all. Huck is, that's a crazy dude right there. Like, I think him and the governor would make.
I mean, if you think about it, he is a resident nerd of the show. Like, he honestly is the one a major hack of the show that is totally and utterly and completely lost his mind on this waterboarding thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I think there's definitely going to be developed in the fact that she's going to go on this date, which is a little creepy. At least he turned off the surveillance when she was getting undressed.
Right.
For all those who don't know, who don't watch Scandal, I guess we should give them some background in that there is a guy who's an intelligence who is watching the main character, Olivia Pope, for the president, and Olivia Pope used to be the president's mistress. But the guy who's watching him obviously went to the Naval Academy with him, and there's a previous relationship that turned into some craziness sooner or later.
Right.
See, I think that's the thing with Scandal. Everything is so complicated.
It is.
All the relationships.
This is what happens in real life in D.C.
It's the genius of Shonda Rhimes. She does that so well. I've been a fan of her work for years. I mean, when Grey's Anatomy came out, I watched the pilot episode and fell in love with the series. So she's so good at writing complex characters, complex storylines, and Scandal is just it's a work of art of hers.
Although half of the people in the show should be tried for treason, I totally agree.
Totally agree with that. Looks like we got a caller on the line, Jason. Do you want to get them on the line?
All right. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Oh, calls drop.
Oh, no. That makes me so sad every time it happens. I'm like, oh, God, why?
And remember, guys, when you sign in on Skype to listen in, it actually puts you in as someone that's calling in, to just give you a heads up. Geek Soul Brother told us about that on the first podcast. So yeah, I'm excited for Scandal on Thursday night. It should be an awesome night, and hopefully, you know, there's going to be some tricks and surprises. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be a lot unfolding, more than what we would be expecting on future shows. So,
and I'm hoping she just doesn't go too far out of the way, because I think it's I think there was a point where having a Supreme Court justice plot against the death of a sitting president maybe have gone a little too far. But I hopefully she nails it back in, and we have a good episode that women can, you know, enjoy.
Absolutely. So what's your favorite shows that are on the air right now, guys?
Well, mine is Supernatural.
I think it's, for me, probably definitely The Walking Dead. And I'm addicted to Girls. It's, like, really rough this season because Hannah's disgusting.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love it. Like, I can't stop watching it. I'm like, why can't I not stop watching this show?
Oh my gosh, LaTanya, I'm so much the same when it comes to that. It's like a guilty pleasure. Like, I can't stand the way the show is. I can't stand the characters. But I'm really drawn to it, and I think it's because there aren't really that many shows about girls in their 20s that are out. I mean, actually, I don't think there are any fictional television shows out there right now.
No.
About that. So I guess that's why, you know, we feel drawn to those shows. But, yeah, I just wish it was done more tastefully and,
yeah.
I mean, honestly, there are people out there like her, you know, like there. I'm sure there's tons of girls that can relate to her, and that's fine and dandy, but it still doesn't mean you want to watch it. You know, it's like, I don't want to know that this happens. Like, I'm okay. Also, I was completely offended because I met someone actually over the weekend, and he like compared me to a Black Hannah, and I was so embarrassed. I'm like, that is the like least favorite thing anyone could ever say to me ever in history.
Oh my
of
goodness.
Anything. And he said that I'm just quirky and like weird like her, and I'm like, but she's so gross. Like, there's so many disgusting things that happen with her that that's all I can see. But I have to watch it every week. Like, I can't not watch it. It's kind of my kryptonite.
It's totally a train wreck. I didn't watch the show until I had a friend sit me down in April and literally go through a marathon of the first season. And
mm-hmm.
It was just like, even when I got to the second season and it started getting so raunchy, I was like, I just want to know what happens to Hannah. Like, I watch the next episode. What is? How can they take this 3 steps further than it was?
Yeah.
And why is she sleeping with him in a cemetery? I don't
know. Well, last night it was actually pretty good. Last night wasn't that bad. It was like,
everybody
was tame.
It had a nice love ending.
Yeah, it was tame in comparison to the rest of the season. So,
do you think that that show would be able to get away with, like, if it was an all-Black show, would they be able to get away with some of the storyline?
No.
Yeah.
They call that show The Game, and no, it didn't get away with that.
No, you're right. You're completely right. I don't think it would get away with it at all. No.
Yeah, looks like we got a caller back on the line here.
Yay.
Bring him in. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tara. I'm actually one of the contributors that showed up tonight because I'm home and not running around like a chicken with my head cut off.
Oh, hey, Tara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So what do you think right now about what we're talking about between Girls, Scandal, Walking Dead?
So I haven't watched Scandal yet, nor have I watched Girls yet, but The Walking Dead, I am all up on.
What did you think about last night's episode?
Like, I understand that there's only 2 episodes left, so they're trying to probably, like, close ties and everything. That's fine. That's cool. But I need explosions. Like, I need these episodes to pick back up, and I expect these last 2 episodes for, like, people to die. It's not funny. I need zombies blown up. I need more out of them. I just need it.
I agree. I co-sign on what you're saying entirely.
Yeah, it's been a lot more talking in the past couple of episodes and not enough action. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which is talking is good. Don't get me wrong.
It's not even a lot of talking. It's a lot of walking around and looking at things. Like
zombies with a knife. Like,
yeah, it's not even talking. I could even handle more dialogue, but it's just like stuff that is unnecessary. Like, oh, let's watch her walk for 20 minutes. That's fun. And it's just like, you really don't need that. It's just, it's missing a lot, but I understand if it's like all filler, you know, but
right.
It's just not fun to watch, and it doesn't keep you wanting to watch. And you know, there's so much stuff cooking, like there's so much stuff that is going to come to a point, but it's so drawn out that it's not making you want to see it, really. Like, it's like, okay, get to the point. Like, I know what's happening. Like, just get there. So I totally agree with you.
Do you guys think that Rick is going to give up Michonne?
No. Hell no. Hell to the no.
That can happen.
She's too important.
She would what?
I think she's too important.
Say that again, Jason. I didn't even hear you.
No, I was saying I think she's too important to the group.
Oh, yeah.
For him to give her up.
Yeah, she's a major asset to the group. I mean, I think they would all, well, I should give them more credit. I was going to say they would probably die without her, but they survived pretty well without her from the previous seasons. But I think now she's a great asset to the team, and if they were to lose her, then they would definitely be vulnerable.
No, my dog Daryl. See, I love Daryl, so.
But what do you think about Daryl and Merle? Like, do you think that he is still conflicted about his brother and his allegiance to Merle, or do you think that he's just going to, you know, stay with the group and not go on his brother's side?
I feel like at this point, like, all siblings have a bond that's no ifs, ands, or buts, but at the same time, I think he sees the bigger picture of the greater good, like, okay, me and my brother, two of us versus God knows how many zombies. Logically, that's not sound. Like, no matter how great your bond is, there's strength in numbers. There's a reason why we have a ginormous army. So I think eventually either he'll finally convince Merle to just, like, shut up and stop being a jerk all the time, which he has calmed down a lot.
Yeah.
So maybe everyone will, of course, everything will be sunshine and rainbows, but it'll get a little bit better.
Definitely. So is anyone on Twitter saying anything about different comments on what we're talking about so far?
It's pretty quiet, actually. I'm pretty surprised. Normally you were blowing up, but you've got a couple of callers, you know, still waiting on the line. So you can get them in.
I will definitely, if I'm holding up space to let more people come in, I will definitely sign on off.
You're fine. Looks like we do have another caller on the line.
I actually got two waiting.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tara, for calling in. We're going to be seeing you again soon, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Hi, Tara.
Bye, Tara.
See ya.
So I'm going to go kind of major nerd on my favorite TV shows. Game of Thrones.
I'm calling you on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, everybody. I'm Lee, Uncredited Rewrite. What's going on?
Hey.
Hi.
No, I wanted to get your guys' opinion on Tyrese from The Walking Dead. Because in the comics, he is one of my favorite characters, and just to see him last night, and just how he is at Woodbury, it's kind of freaking me out. So, what do you think that he's gonna how his transition is gonna be from Woodbury possibly to the prison, or what do you think is gonna happen with that?
I think he's kind of conflicted right now with wanting to go back to the prison. I don't think he feels very comfortable in Woodbury. It seems like he was sort of figuring out, okay, what's going on with the governor, and he was almost kind of second-guessing Andrea, but I still think that maybe, like, deep in his mind that he's wondering maybe if the governor is someone he can trust. So I think eventually he's probably going to leave Woodbury and go back to the prison and help Rick out and be a part of his team.
Yeah,
I agree. I think he's going to go back to the prison at some point and be a part of Rick's team.
Yeah, but you can kind of see him second-guessing, so yeah, I can see it happening.
Yeah, I see him second-guessing too, but it's getting really frustrating how, like, apologetic he's being for his entire group. I mean, hopefully they do a backstory on, like, how hard they had it because,
yeah.
I mean, he's always apologizing for everybody else. And him, and I'm assuming that's his daughter, like, they can just go. Like, why do all four of them need to stay?
Yeah,
yeah,
I thought it was his sister. I thought they were, like, brother and sister or something.
Yeah,
could be his daughter.
Something like that.
I don't know what they are either. But I can't remember him in the book. I'm trying to remember him in the comics. I'm trying to think what happened with him.
I don't want to, like, say so much because I, like,
I do the same thing because I remember a lot of everyone else's story, and I'm like, I don't want to say anything because I don't know where it's going, and I don't want to give things away and have people yell at me, and, you know, so I'm in the same boat, but I'm trying to remember what happened to him, and I can't remember
the
situation.
That's what made the start of last night's episode just so freaky. With the governor and those chains, because I know from the comics what that represents.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, man.
Yeah, I can't remember. I have to reread them because I can't remember.
So I just started reading the comic. I'm right now like 30 pages in on volume one. So for those of you that read the comics, is the TV show parallel the comics at all, or are they both alternative universes?
It is, but it isn't. In the beginning of the TV show, it was pretty much, in my opinion, dead on. Like, a lot of what was happening in the comics were happening in the show. But now it's, like, its own thing. But it still has, like, hints of things. Like, you get little glimpses of things that happen in a comic book, but it's not, like, dead on to the comics.
Yeah, I think, for me, what makes it similar is the evolution of Rick. Because that's the one thing that they have in common is that in the beginning of the comic, he's real idealistic and think that everything's going to be all roses and happy, but then he just kind of transforms. And I think that's one of the things that they've kept. And the Michonne character has been pretty much the same throughout the comic book, but outside of anything
else.
I know people that
disagree with that. I know people that totally disagree with that, and they're actually upset about how Michonne has represented it in the television show because they think she's more badass and she's more of a main asset in the books. So they think that in the show it doesn't portray her properly at all.
But see, I like that, though, because Michonne is clearly the most popular character in the book.
Mm-hmm.
So if she were to come in and, you know, all the episodes were about her, then I think that would kind of really, it would be the Michonne show instead of The Walking Dead.
Yeah,
so I
that's
like
a very valid point. Yeah,
I like what they've done with her. I mean, I like the episode that they did with Morgan was probably one of the best episodes this season, and she opened up more, and I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely one of the best well-written episodes, I think, since the series started.
I agree with that as well.
Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
that.
No,
not a problem.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a good night.
Looks like we got another caller on the line.
Oh, yeah. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you from?
Well, I'm Donald. I'm in Wilmington.
Hi, Donald. Oh. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well,
what do you think?
Your show is awesome.
what are your thoughts about what we've been talking about tonight?
Well, I think because I've been watching The Walking Dead as well, and I've actually read all of the available comics for it up until the most recent one. I kind of think. I kind of disagree with a lot of the character development in the shows versus the comics. I think they made Rick a little bit more jaded a lot faster in the TV show than he was in the comics. I think he kept that hope a lot longer throughout the series of the comics than he did in the TV show. It seemed like he went from night and day in the TV show.
Well, I could see that too. But, I mean, it's a show, so there's only so much time they have. So they kind of have to, like, rush it to get everything in that they want to get in from whatever parts of the comic they're going to use or whatever they liked about it. They have to kind of rush it, sadly. But I see what you mean there. So I was thinking that before, but I'm like, well, it's a show, though. So they can't really, you know, draw it out that much to get to
the... Yeah, I kind of wish that it was on, like, HBO or Showtime or something. I think if it was on one of those premium networks, they would have stuck closer to the comics than they could have been on the regular cable channel.
Was he more hopeful? Did he kind of stay more hopeful after Lori died in the comics? Because it seemed like that's when he shifted, was the moment that she died.
Well, I would say in the comics, definitely in the, well, I would actually say in the TV show, he shifted more after he killed Shane. It was like right after Shane, that's when he started going downhill.
Hmm.
And then the Lori dying was just like the icing on the cake for it.
Wow.
But another thing is how you guys think about, since this is, you know, Black Girl Nerd and everything, you guys are just talking about Michonne. I think, in my opinion, the way they kind of portray Michonne in the comics, even though, you know, to give her a little bit more character, her character is a lot more slutty in the comics, because it seems like she has to sleep with every Black character in it.
Mm.
That's a very good question. I don't really feel negative about it, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that. I have to think about it and get back to you. Because I don't really feel it's offensive, really. It's most like, that's just too shit. Because, I mean, that's too, some people are like that. What are you going to do? That's the way she's treated. And, you know, I mean, as far as her in the show, I like the way she is in the show. I actually love her character on the show.
Yeah.
More so than I do in the comic. But it's just because she's, like, badass. Like, you're watching her be badass, like, all the time. Like, it's never a moment where she's not badass. So I'm like, this girl, I want to be her now. Like, I want to be that. If the zombie apocalypse happens, that is what I want to be like. I wouldn't be, because I'm afraid of everything. But I'm thinking, like, she represents something I would want to be. But in the comic, I don't really feel one way or the other about it. Like, it's just like, yeah, you're cool in the comic. And, like, the other color mentioned it was Michonne's show for a little while. So, you know, that she took over. She was a very dominant character in the book. But I don't really feel like she was portrayed negatively at all. But that's just me.
I do say I do like the way they're opening up her personality a little bit more.
Yeah.
In some of the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
She is my favorite character out of all of them, too.
Donald, what's one of your favorite shows that are on TV right now, aside from Walking Dead?
Oh, man, one of my favorite shows that's on TV right now?
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably about it. I'm just...
yeah, see, I'm the same way. All I watch is The Walking Dead and Girls. Like, I'm so bad with TV right now. I'm so awful.
Gosh.
Yeah, I'm waiting for True Blood to come back. So.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah.
I've never watched True Blood. Never seen it. I have to brush up on my shows.
Yeah, you have to look that up on the internet.
HBO On Demand or HBO Go app, you have to watch True Blood. It's the best show on television.
My father keeps trying to get me to watch it, and I'm like, whatever, I'll get to it. And he's like, you'll love it. I don't know how you're not watching it. So good. I'm like, I don't know either, but I'll get to it eventually.
I love that show, but they kind of...
The first episode.
Yeah, they kind of started to lose me when they got to the fairies, and that's when I was like...
The fairies?
The fairies. Yeah.
Yeah. There's all types of supernatural creatures in Shibuya.
Yeah.
It's not just vampires. It's vampires,
exactly.
It's werewolves, it's fairies, it's witches.
I'm happy you told me, because I wasn't prepared for fairies. Like, I had no clue.
But it's so awesome.
There, but...
It's just, it was like, wait, are they actually bringing fairies into here?
Well, fairies, I think, are supposed to be, like, in folklore or whatever. They're supposed to be, like, really evil. Like, they're not supposed to be, like, Tinkerbell. Like, they're supposed to be really, really bad, like, creatures. So, I mean, if they're evil, then that's cool. But if it's, like, Tinkerbell stuff floating about, I don't know how I feel about it. But I guess if I watch it, I'll get there and be like, oh, okay, I understand. But right now, it just sounds weird.
Well, I mean, it's True Blood, so they have to be, like, erotic fairies. So,
yeah,
I was about to say,
less like Tinkerbell, more like strippers.
Exactly.
Oh.
Kind of like a combination of the two, really.
Oh. Oh, okay. Are they good? They're like good things, or?
for the most part, I don't think they've come across a bad fairy.
No. I don't think so.
Not yet.
I've heard about fairies, beginning of, like, not last season, season before last, where the fairies were trying to reharvest all their, like, children. There was bad fairy time.
That was really weird, where though, because then you never see those fairies again.
Yeah. They closed the portal, and so those fairies stuck in the dimension.
Portals. You guys are opening up my eyes to a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't even know who was about. So now I'm officially intrigued because I had no idea there's portals, fairies. I didn't know any. I just thought vampires, okay. Like, all right, vampires are a thing that happens. So I didn't know
the shift
all this was going down.
I mean, you've got a lot of things going on with the show.
I will give it a go and see how it plays out, because it sounds crazy.
Awesome. That's good. You should do that.
Is anybody else excited about Game of Thrones just coming back on, or is it just me?
No.
Yes.
It's
me. I'm excited.
Wait, really, what show?
Game of Thrones.
Oh, I don't watch that either. I'm out of the loop. I'm so out of everything. I feel left out and sad.
Yeah, I haven't watched that either. What's that about?
No, it's the one show where it doesn't matter how important you are, everyone
exactly.
has a chance of dying.
Yes.
Literally
yes.
No
and
one
and the recent season ended with zombies. Kind
yes,
of.
It
oh,
did. Yes. There's going to be zombies in this new season.
With very aggressive zombies holding swords.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay, so you're teaching me something else, because I didn't know this happened at all. Like, you guys are blowing my mind right now, and, like, I'm writing shows down that I'm going to have to, like, start watching, because I had no clue any of this stuff went down, like, at all. I'm just like, yeah, that show happened, and no one's ever told me anything. Like, I know people that watch the shows, they're not like, oh, you know, this happens. So you guys are educating me right now.
Yeah, and make sure you clear your schedule when you watch it, because you will. I watched it on HBO On Demand, and I literally watched like all of season one within a day and a half. Like,
oh my!
Watched it straight. Like, it was crazy because it was that amazing to me. And then
it's amazing, but I'm like, to me, you have to watch season one just to figure out who's who and what's happening and where they are, because it's like this whole universe of people.
Has anybody read the books that go with it?
No, I have not.
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
I mean, anything that involves.
What was the question?
What was the name of that show again? I want to look that up.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, they started out as books. I have not read the books. I actually am interested in reading the books. I want to do that because even as someone who watches the show, I don't get the full extent of each of these characters because there's so much backstory, and the books really give you a full detailed summary of each of these characters, their origins, where they were born, their families, their dynasties before then. So it's very, like, a nice map that's laid out of how all of these thrones work in this universe. I totally want to read the books. And it's a tough read. And they're really, like, long, thick books. So
Yeah, I was going to say that. The people that I know who've read it said it's really, really dense.
Yeah.
Anybody interested, I have the e-book. I know that sounds really bad, but I do. So, I mean, anything that involves zombies, dragons, families having incestual relationships, I mean, it's got
to
be...
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. You are blowing the mind.
Back then in medieval times, like, that was the status quo. That's what they did. They hooked
I don't think there was dragons. There might have been dragons. There were dragons, right?
Yeah, they're dragons.
Yeah.
And little cute dragons.
Yeah, they're dragons.
And I will definitely watch it, though.
I'm definitely going to check it out.
Yeah. And I love Tyrion. I love Peter Dinklage's Tyrion. He's the sexiest midget ever. I love him.
he is like an awesome character.
He really is. He's got swagger, like, I don't know. I mean, he wasn't, you know, like 3 feet tall. Like,
he's got that. That's awesome.
He's the best character on that show. He's, like, the only one that I've consistently rooted for.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the most brilliant person and the only person that knows everything that's going on.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Awesome. Donald, are you still on the line with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We don't want to hold you up, but thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Cool beans. Jason, do we have anything from Twitter from people hashtagging in?
We have Amore 707. It looks like we got her. She's definitely going to check out the Game of Thrones in True Blood. So you're getting people on that one.
Yay.
Must Love Horror was talking about the Lafayette, which is one of my favorite characters of True Blood.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Lafayette is awesome.
As the only person from Louisiana, there are people who do act like Lafayette.
Oh, yes. In Southern Louisiana, no less.
Yeah. I just, you know, wish he didn't have the ability to channel dead people.
Yeah. Poor guy. Didn't he have a demon or something last season?
Yeah,
he had a demon. And then he killed his boyfriend at some point. Which kind
that
of sucks for him.
Yeah.
Now his boyfriend's back.
Oh yeah,
that's just weird to me. I don't like the way that storyline's going.
And I don't think they know where that storyline is going at all.
Yeah, because it's so sporadic. It's just random when they pop in their storyline, and then the next episode you don't see them featured at all, and then it's in another episode where you see them. So it's just like, what's going on with this book?
That's another thing where I think I'm eventually have to read the book and, like, actually go back and read the series, because it started off as a book, too.
Yeah, I've read the books. I've read the first 6 books. I need to finish up the series, because I think there's about 12 books in the series.
Well, how do you feel about what's happening with Tara, though?
Tara is so...
yeah, because I'm like, from what I heard, it's nothing like the book.
She has gone through
first of all, Tara in the book is not even black, first of all.
What?
Yeah. Tara's
oh
white
my gosh.
In the book.
No. Her name is Tara.
And she's not in the book in the series for very long. So HBO, I guess, made the decision to keep her on. I mean, she's a great character. Regina Wesley does a great job of playing her.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's one of my most.
She's got a lot of fans too. Like I honestly will say that people who don't watch the series religiously will be like, "But I love me some Tara. Like, she's amazing." And I guess HBO just kind of went, "Hey, this is the one character we can do whatever we want with."
Yeah. Pretty much. So, Shelly, you mentioned Supernatural. That's one of my favorite shows. Okay, watched it, so clue me in.
Really? Okay. Well, it's like one of those paranormal TV shows about a group of brothers who like hunt down ghosts and stuff. But the subject matter is just kind of goofy, but more because it's like a tongue-in-cheek kind of humor approach. The brothers, Winchesters, is on the WB. They're cute guys, but they also like kill demons and monsters. It's along the lines of True Blood, but with less sex.
Aww. No, I'm just kidding.
Aww, womp womp.
I don't want to watch that.
Yeah, so it, like, it makes up for it with humor, but yeah, definitely a lot less sex. So.
Yeah, it's good. I've been watching it, but I've been so sporadic
Really?
With watching it, because I'm trying to go back and watch it from the beginning and then catching up to this season, so it's been kind of hopping around.
How many seasons are there?
Yeah, because it'll come on TNT, the old episodes of it, so I've been watching that, trying to catch up, and then it comes on the WB, and it's like the new stuff, and it's like, okay, you know, I don't know what's going on in between it, so.
Yeah. Well, how many seasons are there?
I think it may be up to the 7th or 8th season, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, you might just need to take a weekend and get caught up and be on it, because...
Yeah, I saw on Wikipedia, they said they were only going to go up to 10, and they were going to officially end it at 10. So I'm at the point now where they're at the, where they did the, they were opening up the last portal for the, unlocking the keys, and it was the last one, and the brother was, the one, Sam is really going into the drinking the demon blood and everything, so I'm kind of...
Oh.
I'm kind of stuck at that point now, so it tells you how far behind I am.
Yeah, but, each of the guys have, like, died and sold their souls, like, 3 or 4 times since then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the other part of the series. I'm like, how many times can these guys, like, die and be resurrected before it's like, okay, here they go again. I'm not really worried about them because
they've been every season. They go and they travel in time and then they come back and
pretty much.
Because it gets you involved in knowing, you know, the character, that how the characters evolved and like the parents. They had the one episode with the parents and how they all got together and the mom and it was a 102 and then he had the men of numbers or was it the men of letters.
Yes.
You know, and all that. So I mean, I'm getting into it, so I just need to catch up.
Yeah, I think it's a great show. I would encourage you to continue with it. But like I said, if you're like a True Blood fan, I can see how you can like that show too.
I have to watch that show. I've never watched it, so
yeah.
Well, the show kind of relates to like Charm too, because I like Charm. So I watch all the episodes of Charm, and it kind of has those elements in it too, where you got the demons and they had the angel falling from grace and all that. So a lot of that stuff kind of ties into it, too.
That's true.
I just hope it doesn't turn into Charmed, like, as it got further and further into the series and you just lost track of what exactly was happening, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I would agree.
Towards the end, it kind of fell off. And I didn't like the one when they had the third sister come in. I really didn't like. I mean, she was good as a sister, but I didn't like her character and everything. But and then I didn't like that that Leo went and lost his powers, and it just, but I cried in the end, the very last episode. At the end when they go in and writing in the book and they're telling about everything that's happened, you know, further on. always cry watching that one because it was really good. But that's my weak moment.
So let's move on to movies. Any recent movies that you guys have seen that you liked or disliked?
What was the last movie I saw? I actually blogged about this on Black Girl Nerd, but I'm really excited for the Evil Dead remake. Like,
really?
Super, super excited. Like,
really?
I am the biggest horror movie nerd ever, and Evil Dead, the original, is like one of my favorite movies ever.
I love it too. I love Evil Dead and the Army of Darkness, but that was more tongue in cheek. What's worrying me about the commercials, I'm like, are they playing this serious? Are they going to do like a serious horror movie?
From everything I read, because I actually had a ticket to go to one of the screenings, but I was already on the East Coast, and I was really sad. I was like, oh no. But I was reading people's reviews, and a lot of people have either had to like leave the theater, but they wanted to go back to finish watching because it was so graphic.
Yeah.
It's like insanely graphic. Like, it's like gore, and I'm not usually into that, but it's like,
you want to keep watching, but they still have some of the campy, silly things in it.
Right, that's good.
So it's a combination of the two, but it actually will freak you out at the same time.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. Like, I'm counting down the days, literally. Like, I'm so thrilled. But I can't remember what the last movie I saw in the theater was. I wanted to see Oz, but I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I saw that this weekend.
How was that?
I think it's like it was a film that wasn't sure if it wanted to be an adult film or a children's film, because the story was like, and even like the storyline was so over the top that I was like, this would be like a good campy movie, but they still kept it enough like a children's movie that I didn't know like whether I liked it or didn't like it when I left. Because
it sounds
like
a lot of Disney movies nowadays.
Yeah. But, like, James Franco plays Oz like a total lech. Like, he invites women to his tent and gives them the same musical box to say, like, my mother gave this to me so that he could get in their pants. And I'm like, that's not really a children's movie.
No, that's definitely not a children's movie.
Yeah. But then when you, like, go see other parts of the movie, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so crappy. I mean, that's what I was like. I didn't know what I was looking at.
Maybe they were going for the whole adult thing, but they wanted to make it whimsical and cute at the same time.
I guess so, but I guess for an audience member like me, I was like, yeah, I don't know.
I love the way you're critiquing it right now, because you sound totally offended by it, and it's hilarious. You're like, I don't know what's going on.
But it was
weird.
There were like 2-year-olds in the theater, and I'm like, and he's like on the screen like trying to talk this woman into going to bed with him. Like, in for a music box.
Like, questions afterwards. Mom?
Exactly. I was like, that probably wasn't meant for you, honey.
That is so funny. But I still kind of want to see it. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
See, I'll let you know how I feel.
Yeah.
So,
sorry,
I
got a caller on the line.
Oh, we got a caller? Oh, bring him on.
Yeah. All right, caller,
you're on the air. Caller, are you on the air? What's your name? Where are you from?
Oh, hi. This is Maisha from D.C. again. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi.
Yeah, so, oh, my goodness. So I was watching the Oz movie, and it was just really kind of scary to me, because I agree with everything you guys were saying before about it not being a children's movie. But the biggest thing for me was the fact that it really kind of eerily reinforced patriarchal values, I thought. You know, I guess I was expecting it to be kind of like a really cool origin story, like when they went into like the Star Wars and they told you about the whole story of Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader and how that happened. And it was just like, I couldn't get past the fact that, you know, the witches were evil. Or the Mila Kunis one, who like Theodora, the Witch of the West, she became evil because the wizard broke her heart, and she really didn't know how to get past that. It just seemed like for all these women who are supposed to have all this power, it's like, you know, this guy comes along and just breaks them down, and that's like the whole bane of their existence. So I'm sitting here like, okay, well, you're supposed to be a witch, right? So don't you have the power to like just reinvent yourself any way you want, you know, you wish to do? So I thought that was weird. And I did think, I definitely did, it certainly wasn't a movie for kids. I mean, I think it was very, I don't know what the rating of the movie was, but it should have been PG-13. And, yeah, I guess that was my biggest problem with it, because I just really felt something was a little bit off about it. And in the end, it was just like, he gets to just, you know, go off and be the wizard and everything's cool, and it's okay. It's like there's no problem with the fact that he's been a woman out of his life. So I'm just like, what's going on with this show? So,
yeah,
even the special effects were, they were okay, you know, but it wasn't like you're paying to see the special effects. So I don't know. It was just really kind of, it was a real disappointment. I really
So basically, the overall, the movie is just weird. And and no one knows what's happening at all.
Sounds
like it's just like a
sounds like
that's my two cents.
Well, I would completely agree about the patriarchal part. The thing that disturbed me, too, is that how, like, physical ugliness of the women were equated with evil.
Right.
Like, when they were finally revealed to be evil, they suddenly became ugly women.
Right.
Even though,
right.
And so, and Glinda, who's the good witch, stays beautiful throughout the entire film.
Exactly.
And like,
yeah.
So, and that was a part that didn't sit well with me. And like, even my husband turned to me, he was like, well, I guess if you're ugly, you're evil then, right?
Right, exactly.
I was like, basically, that's the gist of the film. If you're not a physically attractive woman, then obviously you're evil.
I didn't like that about it either.
Yeah, it was like, obviously you're evil because you're not physically attractive.
Wow. Right. Oh, well, that was my two cents. Great show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. So we're going to have to wrap up pretty soon. We're about 5 minutes into the show. Do we have any more callers, Jason?
Actually, Geek Store Brother wants to come in real quick.
Okay, let's get him in real quick, and then we'll do our shout-out.
All right. All right, Geek Soul Brother, you're on the line.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Real quick, is anybody watching Continuum? Because it's a strong female lead, I think you guys would like it. It's on Sci-Fi Channel. And is anybody going to watch The Host, the Stephanie Myers movie that's coming out at the end of the month?
Not a Stephanie Myers fan.
Me
don't
neither.
Like the Twilight movies. I don't get Twilight. I know it's a tween thing, but I don't get the fact that vampires in the daylight sparkle.
Preach. I don't understand it either. I can't get behind it at all.
I'm a purist when it comes to vampires. Vampires are supposed to dismantle into nothingness, and they're in the daylight. So
I'm totally with you on that. The Host was Myers' attempt at doing sci-fi. I read the book. It's actually pretty good. And I think the movie might be halfway decent also. I just wanted to let you guys know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So check
it
out. I saw
the trailer. I wasn't really excited. I don't know, but that's just me. Like,
oh,
I was just like, yeah.
I will
check
out Continuum, since you said it's a female cast. I haven't heard of that, so I'll check that out.
Yeah, definitely check out Continuum. Time-traveling cop, terrorist, fighting for democracy, all that craziness. So check that out. It comes on tonight on Sci-Fi Channel. That's it. I just wanted to squeeze that in there and let you guys go.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, guys, so we are 3 minutes into our show. Let's go ahead and do some shout-outs. You guys have your own blogs, your own network. So we'll start off with LaTanya, Shelly, and then Angelique and Jason.
Yay. All right, well, my blog is sprinklesandbooze.com, and please, if you can, like my Facebook page, because my birthday is next Tuesday, and I would like as many likes as possible for my birthday. So it's like my online birthday wish is to have a ton of likes on my Facebook page. And I also write for afropunk.com. I do a lot of their fashion stuff, so you can check out my stuff on there too. And I don't know, just like my page and follow me on Twitter. My name is the same on everything, so I'm easy to find. It's Sprinkles and Booze. And yeah, that's it.
Shelly?
Okay. This is Shelly. My website is ShellyEllisBooks.com because I am an author. I actually have a book series coming out with Kensington Books. The first one will be on April the 30th, and it's called Can't Stand the Heat, and it's spicy and dirty and fun.
Ooh, that sounds awesome. I love it.
Well, that's me.
Anjali?
Hi, so I'm like not as established on the internet because I just got off campaign, but I could be followed at Angelique Roche on Twitter, and currently I'm also being followed on The Political Field, which is my new company, and we're going to be going out and doing and working hard campaigns out there to get good people elected, and I'm only writing for Black Girl Nerds now, so I'm pretty easy to find.
Yay!
Yay! And Jason.
All right. Jamie Till going to be helping me out with my blog site, my website, everything. But you want to follow me on Twitter? It's Immortal, the letter N, Enforcer. And you can follow me there. I'll follow you back. If you got anything that you want to know, let me know. You know, I'm mainly on it for sports and everything, but I'm trying to turn it around and make it more eccentric. But that's about it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. This was a great podcast. I enjoyed talking with you guys this evening. And definitely stay tuned next week. We're going to talk about cartoons, everything cartoons, cartoon crushes, favorite cartoons of all times from the 80s, 90s, and today. So definitely tune into that podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.